Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my wonderful audience. Today's topic is one of the most important topic you can ever hear in your life. So I am so glad that you are joining me. Okay, let me start by saying you can be saved from the penalty of sin. Isn't it that wonderful? That is not a license to sin and to do wrong things. But if you sinned in your life in the past, if you did wrong things in your life like me, I was so excited to know that I can be saved from paying the penalty for everything wrong I said or did. Okay, let me give you the good news. But first, start with, God is just, and He requires payment for all the offenses, sins we commit against Him. Make sense? Jesus made the payment by taking the punishment in our place. Hallelujah! Jesus suffered the most horrible consequence of our sin, death, by suffering the wrath of God toward sin. Jesus paid for the sin debt of every person. This is the most wonderful news you can ever hear in your life. We read in the gospel that Jesus personally carried our sins in His body on the cross. You read that in 1 Peter chapter 2. Again, when you repent of your sins and believe in Christ and open your heart to receive Him in your life, He will enter your life and you will become united to Jesus Christ. As a consequence, you will benefit from Jesus' death, which paid the penalty for all your sins. When we are united to Christ, we become united to Him in all points of His activity on our behalf. So Christ's perfection in keeping the law of God and His suffering becomes ours through faith. They are accredited to us. Wonderful news you can read only in the gospel. You can enjoy God's forgiveness in your heart when you believe that the penalty for everything wrong you have done is already paid for through Christ. You will be united to Christ and experience and feel within your heart and soul the forgiveness of God for all your sins. Isn't that exciting? In other words, since Christ already paid the penalty and you are united with Him, you will benefit from what He did for you on the cross. The good news of the Bible is that Jesus came to save you and me and set us free from having to suffer the consequences of everything wrong we have done. My friend, the penalty has been paid. You don't have to pay it after your life ends here. Jesus alone can set you free from any guilty feelings or thoughts that exist within you as a consequence of the wrong things you have done. you will then enjoy a wonderful peace with God. You will love your life. And the peace within yourself. You will enjoy peace within yourself. And Christ's righteousness will be counted as yours. Hallelujah. You can read the most wonderful news you can ever hear only in the gospel. You can live forever with God. The glorious news of the gospel is that Jesus came and conquered death itself. When Jesus bodily rose from the dead and ascended to be with God the Father, he declared the victory over death. Jesus reversed the worst consequence of sin, which is eternal separation from God's presence. Because believers in Christ are united with him, they share in and benefit from Jesus Christ's resurrection. Let me read to you this wonderful verse in the gospel in the book of Romans. Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. My friend, our union with Christ assures us of our future resurrection from the dead. True believers in Christ will die only physically and will enjoy eternal life in God's presence forever. This is very important because life is very short. Maybe 15 more years, half of my audience will be dead and the other half will be growing old and will get sick and will die soon. This is the good news I came to share with you today. You will die soon. I'm just kidding, just kidding. The good news is you can be certain that you are going to heaven. That's what matters. Life is short. You can also be certain within your heart and soul that you are going to heaven. The amazing news of the gospel is that the moment you believe in Jesus and go to God in repentance, God's Holy Spirit will come to dwell within you, and he will assure you that you are now going to heaven. Paradise will become your home and your destiny, the gospel declares. You can read that in the book of Romans, chapter 8. And Christ lives within you. So even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. Romans 8 in the gospel. I will continue this good news next program. Before I run out of time, I want to invite you to say a prayer with me if God spoke to your heart. Dear God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for sending Jesus to pay the penalty for my sins. God, I admit today I am a sinner. I violated my conscience so many times. I broke your commandments so many times. I lived far from you. I ignored you many times in my life. I said many wrong words and I did many wrong things. God, today I come to you. I declare to you, God, that I forsake my sins. I don't want to live far from you any longer. I want to live according to your will. God, today I tell you, from my heart, I believe that Jesus paid the penalty for everything wrong I did. Jesus died for my sins. God, forgive me, accept me because of what Jesus has done on my behalf. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is one, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and two, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
Welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. Today, we're going to start the topic of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And let's talk a little bit about Jesus' crucifixion according to Islam. Some Muslims think that God would never have allowed the Jews to crucify Jesus because He is honored in the Quran as a great prophet. I would like to remind these beloved Muslims of verses from the Quran that teach of messengers, prophets of God who were killed. So I always like to make comparison between what the Quran say, what the Bible said. We, of course, obey and follow the Bible alone, but it's interesting that even the Quran sometimes contradict what Muslim scholars are teaching, because they say, oh, God would never allow the Jews to crucify Jesus. Well, the Quran in Surah 4, we read in that the Jews broke their covenant, that they rejected the signs of Allah, that they slew the messengers in defiance of right. Let me read to you another verse in Surah 2, that whenever there come to the Jews, that's what the Quran means, whenever there comes to you a messenger with what ye yourselves desire not, ye are puffed up with pride, some ye called impostors, and others you slay. And of course, there is many other verses in the Quran, such as Surah 3. Now, I just thought about an interesting observation. Muslims and Christians agree that God's prophets represent God's feelings and thoughts. We agree about that. If we also agree that many of them suffered in the process of representing God and communicating God's message, then Muslim teachers should not think that it is strange that God, who sent the prophets, also suffered Himself for our sake through the person of Jesus Christ. I hope you are with me. This is very interesting observation I noticed while I was praying and writing Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, the book. So the objection is God would never have allowed the Jews to crucify Jesus because He is honored in the Quran as a great prophet. Well, my beloved Muslim friends, there are many verses from the Quran that teaches messengers, prophets of God who were killed. And I mentioned those to you. The fact which is clearly revealed throughout the gospel, God is love. Why can't you believe that? God is love. Love is the very essence of who God is. And that's why He came and He suffered through the person of Jesus Christ. Now, love is the essence of who God is.
I know that Muhammad and the Quran never revealed this fact. And this is the most important fact God wants you to know about himself. Of course, Satan, your enemy, does not want you to know the truth about God. Because Satan does not want you to have the right relationship with God. As long as you don't know who God is, you will never have true peace about your relationship with him. God is love. This fact also is not taught clearly by Jewish teachers, actually by most philosophers and the religious systems. But God wants you to know, because he is love, as the gospel is stated clearly, God decided to give you himself. Did you hear me? God decided to give you of himself, unselfishly, through sending Jesus Christ to pay the penalty for all your sins. Because God is love, God wants to bring good into your life. I love it. Because my life is full of good things and good people, because God brought goodness to my life. My life, my heart, my mind is full of God's goodness. And because God is good, he wants to give you the chance to be forgiven for all your sins. He wants you to enjoy his love and presence all your life and forever. You tell me, but I am not worthy. I don't deserve it. It is not possible that God loves me that much and I am not a very good person. Well, I answer you with the word of God in Romans 5, verse 8. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's what the Bible teaches us. Again, you might be thinking and saying, I don't deserve God's love. My friend, none of us deserves God's awesome love. Jesus and the gospel declares that in spite of our unworthiness, God loves us with an everlasting love. This is the most important truth God wants you to know from the words and life of Jesus. God wants you to receive his love by opening your heart to Jesus and inviting Jesus to come in your heart. Let God show you how much he loves you. You tell me, Sammy, I have problems in my life. I answer you, God promised in the gospel to take care of all your problems, take care of you. God's word encourages us. We read in the Bible, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Okay? God does not love certain people because their actions are wonderful and good, and he does not love other people because their actions and work are not pleasing to him. No. One of my Muslim friends told me, then because you believe that God loves you no matter what and God's going to forgive you, now you can go and do all the sins and wrong things you do. I always tell my Muslim friends, the opposite is true, because I am experiencing God's love in my heart and life every day. I want to obey him. I want to serve him. I want to please him. But God is not like us. We tend to love some people because they do good things for us, and we decide not to love other people because they do nothing for us or they don't like us. God knows that you do wrong things and that you don't obey him, and he's still committed to bring good to your life if you give him a chance, because he loves you. God wants you to be in harmony with his will and to obey him and to live close to him, because he wants you to experience his love and enjoy his presence. God wants you to receive Jesus in your heart, because Jesus is the perfect manifestation of who God is and the perfect experience you can have of God's love when you put your faith in Jesus and when you believe in who Jesus is. God's word in the Bible does not only just reveal the right information, facts about God, but it also helps and guides us to experience these facts, to experience God's presence and God's love. My friend, Jesus said a beautiful promise according to his disciple John in the Gospel, chapter 6, Gospel of John. All that the Father give me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. My friend, I want to help you to put your faith in Jesus Christ. You can repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. If God spoke to you, dear God, thank you for Jesus. God, I decide today by faith to put my faith in Jesus, that he paid the penalty for my sins through his sacrifice. God, you did this for me because you love me. God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you any longer. Help me, God, to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you, send you some free materials, and maybe guide you to find a good church close to you. Rest of my audience, pray with me that God will continue to fill us with his Spirit and guide us and use us to share his love and salvation.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558.
Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.